Good morning. It's Friday, April 3rd, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, President Donald Trump has removed Attorney General Pam Bondi from her post, marking another high-profile departure in his administration. Bondi, a longtime ally, is set to transition into the private sector, though details of her new role remain unclear. Her tenure was dominated by controversy over the handling of Jeffrey Epstein-related files, which drew bipartisan criticism. Trump had publicly praised her just hours before confirming her exit. She will be replaced by her deputy, Todd Blanche, who has vowed continuity. Lawmakers remain divided, with some calling for deeper investigations into the Epstein case. The move signals renewed political turbulence inside the administration. Another news. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has asked Army Chief of Staff General Randy George to step down, ending his tenure earlier than expected. George, a decorated officer with decades of service, will retire immediately after serving in conflicts from the Gulf War to Afghanistan. Pentagon officials did not provide a detailed reason, saying only that it was time for a leadership change. He will be replaced on an interim basis by General Christopher Leniev. The decision comes amid broader military reshuffling, with more than a dozen senior officers removed in recent months. The timing also coincides with ongoing tensions in the Middle East, raising questions about stability in U.S. military leadership. Around the world, Yemen's Houthi rebels say they have launched a third missile attack targeting Israel in coordination with Iran and Hezbollah. Israeli forces confirmed intercepting a missile, with no reported casualties or damage. The Houthis described the strike as part of a broader joint operation against sensitive targets. This marks an escalation in their involvement in the wider Middle East conflict. Analysts warn the group could also threaten shipping routes through the Red Sea and Suez Canal, key global trade arteries. The situation highlights how the conflict is expanding beyond its original fronts. For now, the risk of further regional spillover remains high. Another news. Myanmar's military chief, Min Aung Hlaing, is set to become president 5 years after staging a coup that plunged the country into civil war. Though he has stepped down from his military role, critics say the transition is largely symbolic, with power firmly remaining in military hands. The newly formed parliament is dominated by his allies, making his appointment almost certain. The coup and its aftermath have left thousands dead and millions displaced. Analysts say little will change for ordinary citizens, as fighting continues across much of the. The development underscores a prolonged crisis with no clear resolution in sight. Another news. South Korea and France are moving to upgrade ties to a global strategic partnership during President Emmanuel Macron's visit to Seoul. The summit focuses on trade, energy security, and regional tensions, particularly the Middle East crisis. Both nations rely heavily on energy imports passing through the Strait of Hormuz, making the conflict a central concern. Macron has ruled out immediate military action in the region, instead seeking diplomatic and cooperative solutions. The visit also includes meetings with major tech and industrial leaders, aiming to boost investment and innovation. As global instability grows, partnerships like this are becoming increasingly critical. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.